KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelai Kinnean, and it's 9:02. A Tuntutuliak man died from huffing propane. Alaska State Troopers responded Sunday morning to reports of a death in the community. 31-year-old Joshua Ivan had been last seen Saturday night, according to Trooper spokesperson Megan Peters.
He was found by a family member. They went to go see if his boat was at the dock, and the dock is near a tank farm and gas station. And so when they went there, they found him on top of the propane tank.
Peter says that Ivan was deceased at the time he was located. Troopers found evidence of huffing.
There's no doubt in the trooper's mind that this death was related to huffing.
Peter says there are no plans for an autopsy. And Alaska State Troopers say a 25-year-old woman in the northwest community of Buckland was shot by her husband following a drunken altercation. The woman's wounds were not life-threatening. Troopers say Buckland Mayor Tim Gavin called Sunday night to report the altercation in the couple's home. Gavin told troopers he watched through a window as the 27-year-old man armed himself with a rifle and yelled that he would not give up or go back to jail. The man fired the rifle once but walked out and surrendered outside while carrying a toddler and the rifle. Troopers say the woman suffered a wound to her head and one finger was amputated at the first joint. The man was jailed in Kotzebue on charges of felony assault and domestic violence assault. The U.S. Army says a fire that burned on nearly 87,000 acres of land threatening nearby homes in the interior was caused by artillery training. In a release yesterday, the U.S. Army Alaska said training and range safety regulations were not strictly followed during extreme fire warning on June 19th when the fire was reported. Investigators found that a request allowing training to continue went through an installation range officer rather than an operations chief. Investigators recommended several changes the Army says it will implement immediately. These include using shells that are not incendiaries during exercises when fire warning conditions are high. The unit that caused the fire was using 155-millimeter high-explosive shells and aerial illumination rounds. At the time, there was a red flag warning. The Army report says they plan on taking steps to reduce hazards when local fire conditions are high. They've also said they'll help the Alaska Fire Service in the future by providing use of their fleet of unmanned drones to monitor fire activity. Alaskan poet Joan Novayuk Kane's second book of poems comes out this month, the collection called Hyperboreal, and in it Kane's poems focus on themes drawn from Western Alaska.
On the level of identity, a lot of the poems concern Nome, King Island, the Kwerik region, but also at a very real level, some of the poems were composed as they appear in the book during a workshop I taught at Northwest Campus in February of 2012.
Kane's grandparents were from communities in Mary's Igloo, Shishmaref, and King Island. The forced displacement and cultural dislocation of the King Islanders are a part of what Hyperboreal addresses. Kane's artistic focus draws from her personal relationship with King Island herself.
I haven't ever been, and I felt that it's been, I don't know how to say it. I mean, it's just been a part of me that has always felt incomplete, that I've never actually been to King Island, that I've been able to see it from the mainland, you know, see it from the Teller Road, see it from Cape Woolley, but I've never been.
This summer, Kane is set to visit King Island with members of her family. The trip was financed through crowdsourced funding, a practice where a project is funded through individuals donating directly to an artist or entrepreneur. Kane received contributions of all sizes.
It was really helpful to have a lot of local support coming from, it was amazing, from elementary school students with Lemonade Day and with people in the region and friends that were really supportive of the project. And then when I had just about given up hope that the project would actually get funded, a rather large donation, a very generous donation came in that would make the trip a possibility.
After the trip, Kane plans to write a volume of poems drawn from the experience. It's a piece of her larger project to use writing as a way of affirming cultural value. For Kane, Inupiaq culture is kept alive in part through the language itself.
I think writing is always a way to affirm I exist. You know, I am here. This is a record of who I was, what I experienced, the people I encountered, my emotions, my perceptions of the world. So in one way, I think that, you know, just having a book is able to assert that I exist and I will continue to exist at least through language.
Kane's latest book contains poems in both English and Inupiaq. Though published this month, Hyperborea was awarded the prestigious Donald Hall Prize in 2012. In November, KNOM will be broadcasting a larger conversation with Joan Navayuk Kane, along with a reading of poems from her latest collection. Last Friday, the community in Savunga hosted a basketball tournament for residents from across St. Lawrence Island. The annual shootout usually takes place in Gamble, but for the first time this year, Savunga hosted it. The event was held in memory of Floyd Kingikuk Sr., who passed away in 2006. Kingikuk's daughter, Adelaide Pungawi, said her father played basketball every day up until illness forced him to retire. The first and second place teams in the men's tournament were both from Savunga. The Gamble ladies team took second in the women's tournament. First place went to a team of women from Savunga. A look at the price of gold today, up $24.90 an ounce to $1,342.50. An ounce of silver up 54 cents to $22.87. We're coming up on 9 minutes after 9 o'clock.